Puget Sound region has a thriving startup scene. 2012 Global Survey ranks Seattle as fourth best city in the world for tech startups. Oh, we'll have to talk about that. Behind Silicon Valley, Tel Aviv, and Los Angeles, which is an interesting ranking, isn't it? Seattle's hoping to climb the rankings. Last week, Rebecca Lovell was hired as Seattle's first ever startup liaison. She works in the Seattle Office of Economic Development. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So your task is to connect startup entrepreneurs with their resources and ultimately increase the number of startups. You were executive director of the Northwest Entrepreneur Network for a while.
I was indeed, back in 2009.
So what's the step from that nonprofit to working within the city?
Yeah, so for the last couple of years in my career, and since leaving GeekWire,
I sure did.
Yeah, good to see him here today. I've really been focusing on mission-driven work. I took some interim executive work in 2013, and I find that's what gets me out of bed in the morning. That's always been a thread in my career, and I've really been a professional matchmaker and a coach for the better part of the past decade. So the mission and work we're doing with Startup Seattle is right in line with that.
So that's the goal. You're going to be a matchmaker. Between who and who?
So as you said, connecting the dots between different pockets of activity in the startup community through our website, startupseattle.com, through in-person meetings, I'll certainly continue to connect entrepreneurs to funders, to business partners, to potential hires. And I can tell you talent is top of mind for startups here in Seattle.
You've said that in a way this position, it's a new position.
It is a brand new position.
Modeled on the Office of Film and Music. So what did they do specifically? I mean, if you could think of some efforts that they undertook that brought jobs and people to the region and brought jobs and people together.
Yes. And so this department has been in existence for about the past 9 years. And certainly industry executives in film and music can tell you about the great work that they've done. But as you know, I would say that what we have in common with that initiative is that we're a great place to start a business. We're a wonderful place to live and work. But we have to stay competitive and we can be higher in those rankings.
I hear from people saying that Washington State is a terrible place because of our tax structure. I can give you the names of the think tanks.
I'm sure you can. But to answer your question about film and music, you know, we back in the 90s, I think, rested on our laurels a little bit and started to lose business across the border. You know, Canada's doing a lot of interesting projects. The department now is really taking a creative approach to looking at commercial and film and music in the digital age and driving business to the city.
Well, are there any small businesses that you see in that industry or in the tech industry that are your model for the kind of aspirations that you have for this office?
Yeah, you know, I would say focusing on tech, which is what I do all day, every day, is that the great news in Seattle is that we're not just a one-horse town. It's not just about Microsoft or even Amazon. You see big tech companies headquartered in the Bay Area setting up engineering shops here at Google, Facebook, to name a couple. But I get really excited when I look at success stories like Tableau. So they've recently IPO'd their kind of big data visualization company that started in the Bay Area, but very purposefully moved their headquarters to Seattle because they really liked the talent climate and the cost of living. And that makes, you know, that can make for a high growth company. Zulily is another example. Moz, a lot of homegrown favorites. And when you think about the role of economic development, it's not just small business, but really new business that is a net job creator. And so when we think about creating jobs, creating wealth, creating revenue, tech startups really do have that exponential growth that we're looking for and looking to support.
You know, you mentioned big data, a company that's doing big data. That's a trend that we're seeing now, this understanding of how to get all this information. Different companies are slicing different bits to understand the world and understand the market.
Exactly.
What other trends are you seeing along those lines?
Yeah, Seattle, I think, for years has actually been a leader in gaming. You know, Valve is a really fun company to watch. Mobile seems to be part of our DNA here. And certainly cloud computing, I would say, that are
all
some
right
of our areas of strength.
Right, that's right. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Lovell was hired as Seattle's first ever startup liaison with Seattle's Office of Economic Development. Part of your mission is to reach underrepresented people in the tech community. So women, people of color.
Diverse socioeconomic backgrounds.
How are you doing
Absolutely.
That?
I can't tell you how important I think this work is, as I know that there are startups out there like Porch.com, which just had their ribbon cutting ceremony. They're adding 50 jobs and they can't hire fast enough. And the battle for tech talent is pretty brutal right now. And we have to start early. And when I say early, I mean Seattle public schools and thinking about putting together public-private partnerships between our schools and organizations like Code.org, another homegrown favorite. This is a nonprofit that's dedicated to getting kids excited about coding and training teachers how to teach computer science in the schools. Hadi Partovi is the genius behind that.
Getting kids excited about coding.
That's right. And really, we need to start that early and tap them on the shoulder and show career pathways in technology and entrepreneurship.
1,338,000,000 lines of code written by students. 30 million have tried an hour of code anybody can learn.
Huge global initiative started right here in Seattle.
That's very cool. Is that also a trend, this sort of coming together of the NGO and tech?
I'd like to think so. You know, there are other local examples like Ada's Developers Academy. It's a free workshop for women who want to learn how to code. Interesting public-private partnership there at the University of Washington. So I'm excited to see how we can connect the dots between all of these resources. We have so many pockets and silos of activity that it's a good problem, but a hard one to navigate. And part of my job will be helping people to navigate all of those resources that are available to them here in Seattle.
What about that ranking? Number four startup ecosystem. We're number four. What do we gain by nothing personal? By hiring a person to do this job.
Right. And I really do think that it's about investing in our strengths. It's about investing in an area where job creation, you know, historically from the Kauffman Foundation, actually, they did a great study last summer that shows that this is really a great lever that we can pull in terms of economic development.
Do you have metrics? Do you have your own personal metrics for what you want to accomplish?
That will certainly be one of the initiatives for this year. In addition to expanding opportunities in entrepreneurship, we need to set a baseline for startup activity and then demonstrate economic impact through the number of new businesses that are started, the funding that they received, and most importantly, the jobs that they create.
And where's the money going to be coming from? Not for your job, but this is sort of a good place for venture capital. Some people say it's great. Some people say, no, the venture people haven't stepped up enough. So how do you see that aspect?
In terms of mobilizing angel and venture capital investment in this community, you know, I think that entrepreneurs will say it's too hard to raise money. Investors will say we need entrepreneurs who are swinging for the fences.
So is this your job?
is to put them together with the right opportunity. Yeah. Huh. And you know, we've got some great resources with the Startup Genome Project and TechCrunch to take a look at a national database and see how Seattle continues to stack up against those other cities around the country and the world.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
By the way, everybody always asks, what's the hardest thing about the job? What's the easiest thing about this job?
The easiest thing is that I get paid to do what I love doing, which is being a cheerleader for our region, getting to meet face-to-face with truly inspiring, hardworking entrepreneurs, and helping make a difference in their lives.
Are people in their garages right now?
Garages, basements, and co-working spaces. That's another exciting trend that we see around the city, from WeWork Seattle to Surf Incubator.
Oh, yeah. And then there's Hub Seattle. There's a lot,
absolutely,
aren't there?
And 220 and Change, they're expanding. It's a great time to be a Seattle startup, and I hope it gets even better.
I want to do stories on those folks. Because those folks, do you think those folks really do create an atmosphere of collaboration and innovation?
I do. You know, I think it's they're curating these communities that have a great deal of diversity, but something in common. And entrepreneurship is a real struggle. Sometimes I think it's good to be alone together and have others to both share best practices as well as commiserate, because it's not for the faint of heart.
No, not for the faint of heart. Rebecca Lovell was hired as Seattle's first ever startup liaison with the Seattle Office of Economic Development. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
It's The Record.